Do you know that the tone of your voice can change the world? The tone of your voice can change the world. It can change your own world. And it can change the world of the people who listen to you. And today I want to tell you about what I discovered recently was proof of this ridiculous idea that you can change the world by simply altering the tone of your voice. Toastmasters, I was sitting here in this office waiting for a meeting with Roger Caesar, past third place winner in the World Championship of Public Speaking. Roger, all the way over from Canada, a good friend of mine for several years, but somebody whose help I needed. I had in front of me two or three large events at which I was due to speak. And I thought, oh my goodness, these are going to take me out of my comfort zone. These two speeches. And I want to get better. And for years I've been saying to myself, I must ask Roger Caesar if he'll be my coach. And here I was waiting. It was about 6 o'clock. I booked a half an hour time with him. And I want to emphasize that the half an hour's time I booked with Roger, I really wanted about 9 months before. But it was getting very, very close to the District 71 conference in Kerry. And I was due to run a workshop. And I was also due, would you believe it, to inspire everybody to enjoy the annual business meeting, the most boring part of the whole conference as far as a lot of people were concerned. The tone of your voice can change the whole world. On the other side of the Atlantic, Roger Caesar was making a decision which was to change my life and his pretty remarkably. He was deciding whether he was going to cancel the meeting with me. Roger wouldn't normally do that without a very good reason. And if I tell you that the reason that he was going to cancel the meeting with me was because his best friend of 18 years had just been killed and been buried. The funeral was the same day. He'd been killed in an awful car crash. His wife was in a coma, did not know what had happened, and they have children. And Roger was in bits. Roger had just come from the funeral. There is no way that Roger actually wanted to be a coach to somebody who is going to do something as trivial as try to get better at communicating with other people. No way. Yeah, we had the phone call. Now, Roger comes on the phone and you know, some of you know what Roger Caesar is like. He's a huge energy person, a man of immense enthusiasm, positivity and creativity. He's everybody's friend. He really is the kind of person you need when you're feeling a bit down and you're feeling you can't do it. Roger will get you to do it and love whatever you do. He's that great. The tone of Roger's voice when he came on the Zoom meeting was so different, was so, so different from anything I'd ever experienced from him that I knew immediately I was not going to have a coaching session. Even if Roger wanted to give me a coaching session, I was not going to receive it. There was something wrong with Roger. And as far as I was concerned, it took me about half of 2 seconds to realize that this was not going to be a normal experience. I was out of it. As far as I was concerned, I was irrelevant, and the only person who mattered in the conversation was Roger. I knew that because of his tone of voice. I think you'd have known it if you'd heard Roger speak on that phone, just saying hello. That's all, hello. You can tell how somebody is very often if you pay huge attention by how they say hello. We were an hour and a half on the phone together. 1 hour and 29 minutes was all about Roger. I did let him say he was sorry for the fact that he wasn't able to give me a coaching session, but I spent the rest of the time listening to him, actively listening to him, showing him that I cared by the tone of my voice, reassuring him, Roger, look, forget it. There's no way we're going to talk about me today. I'm just so pleased that you decided to ring me. Now, what happened after this phone call was remarkable because, briefly, I'll tell you, he came to the District 71 annual conference as keynote speaker. And in his keynote address on Saturday evening, he told the story from his point of view. And he, you might say, publicly called me out as being a person who had been there for him. I was there for him, and he was making the point that we are there for each other. He talked about BFF. Building foundational friendship. It was in his speech about building foundational friendship. That's why being there for each other matters so much, and your tone of voice can change the world for hundreds of people, because hundreds of people were influenced by Roger at the conference. His tone of voice changed my tone of voice, and nobody was the same after that conference. You can do it. Be there for others with your tone of voice.